God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text for today is based off of Daniel chapter 3, as the title is entitled, God Rescues from Death. I will admit the account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being thrown into the fiery furnace is nothing new to us. It's one of the more well-known accounts of the book of Daniel. One of those accounts you may also find in children's Bibles. But embedded in this account, there's also something more than just God delivering. Because, of course, we're all fascinated. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. Then someone who looks like a son of the gods appears with them. They escape unharmed. But as we take a look at this passage of Scripture, we take a look at what's going on around it. Because there's a lot more than happening. If you would ask most Christians, I'm going to guess it'd probably be more of the 95 percentile, would say, yes, I know that God will deliver me from eternal death into eternal salvation. And just to reaffirm, you should have no doubts. It is 100% by God's grace that we will be with Christ in heaven above. A message hopefully you've heard many times coming from this pulpit. Nothing new about that God rescues from death, is there? But now, can or does God rescue you with the various problems and concerns of your life? It was interesting. Just recently, I ran across a Spanish-speaking custodian. Of course, seeing me in my collar, he knew immediately that, yes, I was some sort of clergy. And we were trying to do some communication there. His English wasn't the best, and I don't know very much Spanish. But basically, the conversation went like this. He was very scared. What was scaring him was the earthquake in Haiti, the earthquake in Chile. What was scaring him was he had a minimum wage job, and he's trying to take care of his family. What was scaring him was his job wasn't very nice. And then he was looking to me and saying, how can God help me? Wow. What an interesting question to his fears. And so I beg the same question to you for tonight's message. How and does God help you in the midst of your concerns and your fears? Please note that in Daniel chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were not going to bow down to the image. They were going to maintain their faith. They were going to maintain their integrity, even if it costed them their life. They were going to hang on to God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their strength. Yes, we know that God raises the dead. But does God give you that strength here and now for you to face your burdens, your crosses that you need to bear? King Nebuchadnezzar begs the question to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What God is able to save you from my hand? The implication, what God is able to save you from my power? What God is able to save you from the fiery furnace? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego gave the good answer. We're not going to answer you. We don't need to answer you. Very similar to almost our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When he was on trial, and Pilate was a little upset with him, aren't you going to answer? Here are your accusers. No, we do not need to necessarily answer. But I need to believe. Now, fair enough, that's regarding our physical death. That's regarding the resurrection of the dead and our salvation. But now, can we have that same type of faith in the midst of whatever is plaguing your soul right now. There are many different people here. And we all have our own crosses to bear. We all have our pains, our own sufferings. Now, do you believe the same God who promises you eternal life is able to deliver you from the crosses you are bearing and to give you strength? Now, I'm not going to say the crosses are going to go away completely, because please notice Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's response. O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, kind of referring to God's deliverance of them, not questioning them from their heart, but basically begging the question from King Nebuchadnezzar's point of view, what God could deliver them from his hand. If this be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. It's interesting here in sort of this dialogue, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, based on faith, might say, you know, it might be the Lord's will that we die in this fiery furnace. Thanks be to God. Now talk about strength. And having that type of faith that says, even in the midst of the cross that I'm going to be bearing here, I know my God is with me. Who is able to save you from the power of my hand? King Nebuchadnezzar begs. The answer, the one who takes on flesh and blood. The one who defeats sin, death, and the devil. The one who descends into the fiery depths of hell and proclaims himself as victor. The one who rises in victory on that Easter day. The one who ascends into heaven. The one who prepares a place for you. And if this one goes through all this work to do this for you, whatever cross you are bearing now, because we all are bearing our own crosses. We all have our fiery furnaces, so to speak, of life that we are enduring. Will he also not be there for you? You tell me. What's harder for God to do? To strengthen you under your cross, or to deliver you from sin, death, and the devil? He's able to do both. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't put up a fuss. In one essence, they kind of went silently. They accepted the fate. This is what's happening. They went into the fiery furnace. Even though the people that would bear them and bring them to the fiery furnace died, they did not. They were delivered by someone who looked like the Son of God. Jesus taking on flesh and blood to deliver them from the fiery furnace. Fair enough. And then they exited the furnace without any singe, not even smelling of fire. When I have to burn the palm branches from the previous Palm Sunday to make ashes, my family knows my jacket will smell like ash smoke. It's like it's now quarantined, at least for a day or two, in the garage until that smoke is kind of gone and then it's allowed back into the house. So for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not to even smell like smoke means that God's power and protection not only protected them from the fire and the discomfort, but even from the smoke. Now, do you believe that you have a God who will sustain you through any and all temptations? Do you believe that you have a God who is going to be with you throughout the many crosses you need to bear? Because throughout this miraculous story, we need to take a look at King Nebuchadnezzar for a moment. First of all, we might think King Nebuchadnezzar forgot about chapter 2. We heard about that last week. As he sits there in amazement that Daniel is able to tell him the dream and its interpretation. But we remember that King Nebuchadnezzar, even in amazement of what God can do, didn't get it. He started bowing down and worshiping Daniel, not the true God. And even at the end of chapter 3, seeing three men come out of the fiery furnace when the people who put them there even died, and they weren't even touched. King Nebuchadnezzar again says, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." But yet, notice in there is no language that he believed. Very often we can see these miracles of God. Yes, God raises the dead, and God will deliver all Christians to be with him in eternal life. Amen. King Nebuchadnezzar experienced this, but still he could not comprehend. There was something going on that he still refused to believe this God could deliver him. In our own lives, we have to beg the same question. We believe, yes, the resurrection of the dead, Easter morning, amen. Now do we believe that God will give you strength for whatever cross, whatever fiery furnace you need to bear? Today we've come to gather to hear this word. And I hope this is a very encouraging word. A word that should be bringing hope and comfort. A word bringing love and forgiveness. Because there are times in our lives when we've acted very much like King Nebuchadnezzar. We see the miracles of God, but does it really touch our hearts? Does it give us the peace we need to face the days ahead? Or are we like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who probably weren't necessarily looking forward to the fiery furnace, but if this is what needs to be, then let it be. Their faith and trust in God saved them. Now, I'm not going to say that faith, trust in God is going to deliver all Christians from physical death. No, there are many who die in the Christian faith, many martyrs. All Christians will physically die. But we know we will live on the last day. We know that there is a resurrection of the dead. But now, do we also realize that when Christ comes to us through this bread and wine, through this word of God, he is also bringing that healing, that forgiveness, and that strength of our faith here and now? This is why we want to celebrate the Lord's Supper whenever we gather. Because this is the same Christ who delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The same Christ who died on Calvary. The same one who will raise you from the dead is the same one who can give you strength for whatever is troubling your heart here and now. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, are you going to embrace it, live it, believe it, trust it? Or like King Nebuchadnezzar, "Hey, this is a good thing, but not for me." I will admit, the challenge for the Christian is great. Satan works in many various ways to sit there and say, "God really doesn't care about the little things." As we read through the book of Daniel, we'll find out God does indeed care about you and every human being on the face of this earth. Every human being he created, he loves. and he cares for. To that Hispanic custodian, I tried my best to communicate that we believe and trust that God is with us here and now. I'm not going to promise him a bright future. He's not going to probably live in some million-dollar home sometime in the future. But he has something more important. The faith of Christ will be with him each and every day. Christ does not leave us nor abandon us. He doesn't just wait for the big times to show up. He is with you even during the small times. He's with you no matter whenever your heart is aching. So yes, we live in a world where there's a lot of sin, and there's a lot of people scared for some very good reason. But we also live in a world where we know we have a Savior who not only rescues from death, but a Savior who gives you life, love, and forgiveness here and now. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.